It's 8:07. Kind of wish it would warm up, but it's not. Two below downtown at Cheryl City. Of course, we are gearing up for a big event coming up just over a week away. Do you want to go ahead and introduce yourselves?
My name is Jonah DeVore. I'm an eighth grader at Charles City Middle School.
My name's Ian Hallett, and I'm an eighth grader at Charles City Middle School.
My name is Lila Ruckstead, and I'm an eighth grader at Charles City Middle School.
And I'm Amanda Rommiller, an eighth grade teacher.
Of course, we are celebrating the trivia night coming up. It's just over a week away, which is hard to believe. But you've heard the ads here on KCHI. Obviously, you've been busy. Go ahead and talk about what you've been up to recently.
Sure. So our theme this year is Hollywood. So we'll have the middle school decked out in red carpets and all the things you'd expect in a normal Hollywood party. We've sold over 29 tables, which is super exciting this year. And trivia questions will be based around Hollywood, but we will also have some other questions not based around Hollywood. So yeah, that's a basic of the event.
Nice. I'm horrible at trivia. We do the Nearly Impossible quiz here on KCHA, and I don't even know if I could even participate in that. So kudos to you guys. Now, this when is this coming up? It's just over a week away. It's Saturday, March 4th, right?
Yes, that's
okay.
Correct.
Where's that going to be at? And talk about times.
It's going to be at Comet Gym. It's just a great venue to host it because they've got the video boards in there. And so we use those to display the questions. We can use the sound system to do our audio rounds. So it just works out perfectly. We've got Eric Hofer, voice of the Comets. He's in there being the master of ceremonies. And then, so we kind of set up the tables, and then we've got the silent auction items in the back. And so doors will open that Saturday at 6:15, and you can kind of mill around and talk to other teams and people that are there, enjoy some appetizers and some refreshments, and then the games officially start at 7 o'clock.
Okay. Now, you're speaking about silent auction. Are you still looking for items for that?
Yes, we are. Those are always helpful. It can be dropped off at the middle school next week.
Next week. All right. You accept donations too, I'm assuming, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, obviously, I kind of know what the proceeds go to, but go ahead and talk about that. It's kind of in your name.
The proceeds will go to the 116-year-old chapel at Riverside Cemetery. It's made with native stone, and we've been able to put in around $30,000 of repairs from this event. All that is left is to repair the motor.
Interesting. And I remember moving to town and that thing was in a really rough condition. It looks brand new as of today. So you guys have done an excellent job on that. So there is still room to get you and your team signed up for a table. Talk about how to do that.
So you can call the middle school at 641-257-6530 and ask for Amanda Rommiller. Or you could email ccriversidetrivia@gmail.com. Table sponsors is $150 for six people to play.
Excellent. Do you have any sponsors you want to thank for this?
Oh, gosh. Our list is really large. We've got some people who have come every single year. So, like, First Security Bank has been in it since the beginning. We've got some teams that are made up from people from school. So I'm going to give a shout-out to Carrie Andrig. She's a lunch lady at the school, and she's bought a table every year, and she tries to make sure she's first to sign up. Melissa Fisher has also played every single year. I mean, there's a number of businesses and things around town who, when they call, they're just so supportive, and they, you know, we don't even have to really explain ourselves as much anymore because they know what's going on. And so, we've got some new people that we're excited about. I actually sold a table last night. So we've got Swartz Rock Implements playing for the first time. And so it's always fun to have like a mix of new and old, because the old ones kind of know what to expect, but then we throw some kind of a new round or something, a new twist, and then they get excited about it. And then to see like the new people play and interact, it's just a neat event.
That is pretty cool. And ours is fifth year too, so you can't beat that. So get signed up for a table. Still have time to do so, and we're hoping for good weather next weekend for you. No winter weather anyway.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Did I forget anything? Do you want to push anything else? Still have a feeling I'm forgetting something.
I'd say those are the big things. If you guys want to talk about kind of what your role has been in so far, that'd be great.
Sure. So basically, I've been making phone calls every single day. At first, I started asking for food food, so like appetizers and drinks. We got meat and cheese trays, and then we got an assortment of pops. And then I started calling to see people if people wanted to sign up for purchasing or sponsoring a table. And we got quite a few with those phone calls.
Nice. I have to ask, who produced the ads here on KCHA?
You want to talk about that?
Yeah. That was mainly my part in Trivia Night. I emailed, I know Chris Berg, and Mrs. Rammeller's brother for Trivia Night ads, and basically write the scripts as well as Mrs. Rammeller's brother.
You need a job in radio. I would say that right now. Those are awesome. Those are awesome, and continue to do it. So now you're mentioning that there's only a few things left to do to the chapel. What are you going to do after that's all done?
That's a great question. It needs a purpose. And so originally when it was built, it was supposed to house bodies for like after they had passed and kind of like a funeral service. But right at that exact same time, funeral homes came about. And so it kind of lost its initial purpose. And so once this is all done, obviously it won't have air conditioning or heat or things like that. So that's something to consider. But it does need a purpose more than what it's currently being used for. I know that Jeff Sisson has opened it up quite a few times to give tours and kind of show people around. But yes, that is something that's on our list as, you know, what can it be used for? What can we do in there? And perhaps maybe, you know, what we've been doing also with the eighth graders is trying to turn the cemetery into an outdoor classroom. And so maybe it can be used to kind of tie in with that.
Not a bad idea at all. I guess we'll cross that bridge when we get
there.
That's right. Well, thank you very much for joining us and to get your tables signed up for that. That's coming up Saturday, March 4th at the Churl City Middle School. Details are online. I know you have a Facebook page, right?
We don't have a Facebook page. I know that they've been kind of pushed out by the school on our kind of school Facebook page a little bit. But the main way, you know, if you've got want details is just to email us at that ccriversidetrivia@gmail.com. Or you can always reach out to the middle school and just ask for me, Amanda Rawmiller.
All right. Perfect. Well, good luck next weekend. And I need to learn a thing or two about trivia, I guess.
Thank you.
It's 8:15. We're going to be talking Comic Cafe coming up.